Thank you, Mr. Secretary General, for the honor to address this body once more. And thanks to the distinguished climate leaders assembled here today who are ready to take action. President Abraham Lincoln was also thinking of bold action 150 years ago when he said, "The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. As our case is new, so we must think anew and act anew. We must disenthrall ourselves, and then we shall save our country." Remarkably, his words ring as true today when applied to the defining crisis of our time, climate change. As a UN messenger of peace, I have traveled all over the world for the last 2 years documenting how this crisis is changing the natural balance of our planet. I have seen cities like Beijing choked by industrial pollution, ancient boreal forests in Canada that have been clear-cut, and rainforests in Indonesia that have been incinerated. In Greenland and in the Arctic, I was astonished to see that ancient glaciers are rapidly disappearing, well ahead of scientific predictions. All that I have seen and learned on my journey has absolutely terrified me. There is no doubt in the world scientific community that this is a direct result of human activity and that the effects of climate change will become astronomically worse in the future.